Satan's Diary by Leonid Andreev. The Preface. Satan's Diary, Leonid Andreev's last work, was completed by the Great Russian in a few days before he died in Finland in September 1919. But a few years ago, the most popular and successful of Russian writers, Andreev, died almost penniless, a sad, tragic figure, disillusioned, broken-hearted over the tragedy of Russia. A year ago, Leonid Andreev wrote me that he was eager to come to America, to study this country and familiarize Americans with the fate of his unfortunate countrymen. I arranged for his visit to this country and informed him of this by cable. But on the very day I sent my cable, the sad news came from Finland, announcing that Leonid Andreev died of heart failure. In Satan's Diary, Andreev summoned up his boundless disillusionment in an absorbing satire on human life. Fearlessly and mercilessly, he hurled the falsehoods and hypocrisies into the face of life. He portrayed Satan coming to this earth to amuse himself and play. Having assumed the form of an American multimillionaire, Satan set out on a tour through Europe in quest of amusement and adventure. Before him passed various forms of spurious virtues, hypocrisies, the ruthless cruelty of man, and the often deceptive innocence of woman. Within a short time Satan finds himself outwitted, deceived, relieved of his millions, mocked, humiliated, beaten by man in his own devilish devices. The story of Andreev's beginning as a writer is best told in his autobiography, which he gave me in 1908. "I was born," he said, "in Oryol in 1871 and studied there at the gymnasium. I studied poorly. While in the seventh class I was for a whole year known as the worst student, and my mark for conduct was never higher than 4, sometimes 3. The most pleasant time I spent at school, which I recall to this day with pleasure, was recess time between lessons, and also the rare occasions when I was sent out from the classroom. The sunbeams, the free sunbeams, which penetrated some cleft and which played with the dust in the hallway, all this was so mysterious, so interesting, so full of a peculiar, hidden meaning. When I studied at the gymnasium, my father, an engineer, died. As a university student, I was in dire need. During my first course in St. Petersburg, I even starved, not so much out of real necessity as because of my youth, inexperience, and my inability to utilize the unnecessary parts of my costume. I am to this day ashamed to think that I went 2 days without food at a time, when I had 2 or 3 pairs of trousers and 2 overcoats which I could have sold. It was then that I wrote my first story, about a starving student. I cried when I wrote it, and the editor, who returned my manuscript, laughed. That story of mine remained unpublished. In 1894, in January, I made an unsuccessful attempt to kill myself by shooting. As a result of this unsuccessful attempt, I was forced by the authorities into religious penitence, and I contracted heart trouble, though not of a serious nature, yet very annoying. During this time I made 1 or 2 unsuccessful attempts at writing. I devoted myself with greater pleasure and success to painting, which I loved from childhood on. I made portraits to order at 3 and 5 rubles apiece. In 1897 I received my diploma and became an assistant attorney.